right about now. Eric Frazier, welcome to the show. We got a little drone in the background. If you want to just launch, just go right into that microphone, Eric. Speak right into it there. And I met Eric. He is now a music teacher down at Primrose Hill School in Rhinebeck. As of when did you get hired again?
It must have been March.
It was this spring. Yeah, it was just this this earlier this year. And it's been a real pleasure to, I think we had met before, our paths had crossed with the Roxbury Farm connection, right?
Yep.
And now here we are. So Eric, you came in the studio today. You're going to have a couple events, a show that you're doing. You play music. It's music of an Indian nature, and you brought some instruments with you, and you're going to play for us. And why don't you tell us exactly what it is that you play there, and what is it called, and where is it from?
Thanks, Kieran. You know, I play a flute from India called bansuri. It's just a bamboo flute, nothing else. So the music that I've learned to play is specifically from northern India. I learned in the city of Kolkata, where I have been traveling to almost annually for the last 15 years to learn from a very special flute master in India named Pandit Gopal Roy, and I have made so many lifelong friends along the way who are also amazingly dedicated to Indian music, having studied very seriously. And one of them happens to be my good friend Aaron Hansen, who's a very, very accomplished tabla player. And coming right up on May 27th, we have a concert at the Medebee Barn, which is located right near the Hawthorne Valley farm store. So that is technically in Harlemville.
Medebee Farm, great events happening there.
Yeah, it's a new venue. The barn is just really beautiful, and it's really, really a really special place to experience live music.
Mm-hmm. When is this show?
It's going to be next Saturday, May 27th, starting 7:30 p.m., 7:30 to 9:30.
Okay, so a week from this Saturday, 7:30 p.m., Medebee Farm in Harlemville. Great spot there, great folks. And you're going to be with Aaron Hansen, who is on the tabla. And tell us about the tabla. What's that?
Well, the tabla is the primary drum of North Indian music, in the Hindustani music. It has two drums, one for the left hand, one for the right hand. Some of our listeners are familiar with, like, Zakir Hussain. Well, he plays the tabla. It's just an amazing instrument. Aaron's not here with me right now, but he'll be coming up for that concert. And, you know, it's a really riveting instrument. Mm-hmm. Fingers like lightning on the drum.
Is it like a talking drum? Does it have intonations? Does it have like a, you know, the African talking drum where you squeeze?
Sure do, yeah.
Yeah. Does it have different, because I know there is an Indian, is there not an Indian drum where you're capable of controlling the intonation of the drum, you follow? Like a bowra on like an Irish
drum?
Sure,
yeah. I mean, the tabla has so many different sound tones inside it, so there's actually a language that goes right along with it, producing dozens of different tones that all have their own name ascribed
That's
to them.
So cool.
Yeah, so when you hear these guys play, you know, they're playing with their hands, but then you might say, you know, what did you just play? And they say, din din da terikete tunna katta dinna dinna, all these different what they're called, bowls. And so when you hear the tabla, every stroke has an accompanying bowl or word, or it's a language.
Such a great music, and what a great country and people and culture. Just massive Mother India. It's just really incredible, isn't it?
Wow. Absolutely.
Far out.
I'm really... I give thanks every day for having been fortunate enough to meet my teacher, Pandit Gopal Roy, and to have made such a relationship to him and his family, and to have visited so many times in Kolkata to learn from him, and literally to stay in his home with his family, learning the music in that traditional way. Yeah.
That is an honor, huh?
Mm,
pretty sure. Cool.
Yeah.
So you want to launch right into one and just we'll give a little...
Sure. Hit. I was thinking of, as we're here in the spring, there's a seasonal raga is known as Basant, which literally means spring. So this raga is a seasonal raga, which is traditionally played only in springtime.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a very magical feeling.
Fantastic. All right, Eric Fraser, he's going to play the... What's the flute called again?
Bansuri flute. Indian bamboo flute. Bansuri.
The Indian bamboo flute. This is the Bansuri.
Rag Basant.
Thank you. And there it is. I feel like I am now in a place where I am rarely in on the Monday afternoon show, which is calmness, serenity, and focus. That never happens here, Mr. Frazier.
Manic Mondays, maybe.
It's the manic Monday afternoon show has turned into meditative Monday, which is awesome. I need a little more of that in my Monday routine.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, we do it all here. And I really appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, that was Eric Frazier on the Indian bamboo flute. He will be playing in a couple weeks at Medeby Farm, yeah. Saturday the 27th, right? At Medeby Farm, there's a show at 7:30 p.m. And he's talking a little bit about his craft here, the music that he trained so well for in India under a master, which
That's
is
correct.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
so why don't you tell us a little more about, Eric, what you've been up to here.
Yeah,
you've been teaching a little bit, and you keep the playing going. And what are your hopes for the musical part of your life? How do you keep that going? And do you want to play some more?
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Well, let's talk a little. May I play another shorter piece? Maybe.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
You got any other shows planned?
Yeah.
What do you look? How do
well,
you,
I'm a
how do you get
I'm
into
a recent,
music
I'm a recent. Transplant, refugee from the city. I came up here over a year ago, about last May 1st. Me, my wife Ruthie, and our 2-year-old, who at that time was one, moved up here to Hudson. And for years I had just been, like so many people, a musician, artist in New York City. While I was in the city, I had co-founded a organization called Brooklyn Raga Massive, which is a 501c3 dedicated to the propagation of Indian classical music and also all sorts of innovative projects, which has been going on for several years. And since I moved up here, I have been continuing to teach and perform, and really excited to really branch out locally throughout the Hudson Valley. I hope any listeners who are interested in learning flute, Indian flute, or private concerts of any kind, feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to teach and to play creative, innovative projects of any kind, or to present pure Indian classical music, which is what I've trained in. And we have some exciting events coming up, too. Like Kieran was just saying, we have Saturday, May 27th at the Medeby Farm, the Medeby Barn at the Medeby Farm and Arts. That's located in Hillsdale, New York, right down the road from the Hawthorne Valley Farm Store. Saturday, May 27th, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. I also have an event that I'm doing with my wife, which is something we've done for the last couple of years. My wife is a body worker and yoga teacher. And my wife Ruthie and I do a workshop called Sound Nidra, where we put people into restorative yoga postures and play soft healing music to help people to really drop in. And we're going to be doing one of our sound nidras here in Hudson at the Sadhana Center for Yoga and Meditation on Friday, May 26th, the night before the Medeby concert. And that's going to be at Sadhana Yoga Center at 6:30 p.m., 403 Warren Street. Next weekend, we have the Mayfair at the Primrose Hill School in Rhinebeck, where I'm teaching now. My friends, good friends, Abhik Mukherjee, sitar player, amazing sitar player, and Shank Lahiri, a tabla player, are coming up just to do a performance with me at the Mayfair next weekend. That's next Saturday in Rhinebeck at the Primrose Hill School's Mayfair.
So I hope any listeners out there will join for some of these events, any of them or all of them. I think we have some time for maybe another short piece.
Let's do that, Eric. I am certainly looking forward to hearing you guys rock out at the Mayfair in Rhinebeck. It is right at 23 Springbrook Park in Rhinebeck at Primrose Hill School, right across from the fairgrounds off of Route 9 there. There's going to be all sorts of fun-filled activities, particularly for children, and some circus stuff, and who knows what else, farm animals. So I'm looking forward to that. And I would love to hear another song, absolutely, for sure, Eric.
All right, I'll play a piece based in a raga, Hindustani raga called Hansa Dhani.
Okay.
Thank you.
Absolutely incredible, folks. Eric Fraser on the bamboo flute, rocking India, Rajasthani style. Is that what that was?
Hindustani classical music is from North Indian tradition. Okay. There are two traditions, primarily Hindustani or Carnatic from the south. Gotcha. My training has been from Northern India in Kolkata. It's known as Hindustani classical music.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Maybe I got it confused. You said something about raga. Is that a word? No.
Raga, Rajasthan.
I don't know. I was getting confused. But we have to break for news now. It's already after 5 o'clock, and we are going to take a short break. Eric, I'll let
Thanks so much, Kieran. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Medibee Farm, Saturday, the 27th, Harlemville, 7:30 p.m. He'll be performing with some others there at Medibee Farm. So look it up. And don't go away. We got another hour of the Monday afternoon show coming your way after these messages and news.